Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. We're having fun. I'm in Atlanta and they're in Indiana, and we're talking all about Chris Booty Hole on this episode.
No. Say something that will make people want to tune in.
Oh, okay. He stick his cat tail up his ass. After the music.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. Miss Pat spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it.
Fuck you. Get that nasty cat away from behind you.
No.
You look like the man who stormed the Capitol with that shit on his head.
Nigga, you look like the end of a race car race.
Fuck you. I won. Don't worry about it. You won. Ain't the checker flag mean you won?
That just means the race is over.
Oh.
Recording in progress.
What? Huh?
I'm recording it.
What was that?
Just letting you know that it's recording.
What was that?
I started the recording.
Was that the cat talking?
Yeah. Yes. That was Mittens talking.
What's your cat name?
Mittens.
Ain't that what they make cats out of? Mittens?
You've offended her. She's walking away now.
That cat look like she farted in your face.
Oh, she does. Cats don't give a fuck. Like, she will, if she's wants food or just wants to be petted in the middle of the night, she'll wake me up at 3 a.m. just clawing at my face.
She would have her eyeball slapped out. Fucking with me. How you guys been doing?
I've been great.
Yeah, it's been a really good week.
I don't know, Dion. Just crazy. Something's different the last 3 weeks. Just, I don't know. I've been doing great.
I wonder what it is.
It's been crazy here because I was going to still working to get you down here, Dion, but I had to go. We had some COVID cases on the set.
Yeah.
So I'm in quarantine. They moved a nanny in. They was trying to move me out. All kind of crazy shit.
So
was it like behind the scenes people or was it somebody in the cast?
It was something serious. I can't really say because they don't really tell you who it is. But
was it more than one person?
Yeah, it was like 5 or 6 people.
See.
Oh, wow.
But then, you know, some people came back and it was wrong. I don't know. But I know I'm locked down. I can't even go out the house.
Really?
Did you see they were that club was packed for a little Bow Wow in Houston?
Bow Wow.
Well, he's just Bow Wow now. He's not little Bow Wow anymore. He's just Bow Wow.
There we go. Your video went
No,
out.
I just seen a club here in Atlanta for somebody named Asia Doll, and my niece put it up.
Uh-huh.
And she had her camera going, and nobody had on masks. I was like, you motherfuckers must have got the antibiotics, the vaccine, or whatever the fuck it is.
That's what they were doing at that club down in Houston. He had a concert, and it was mask optional. Nobody in that bitch had masks on, and it was packed. People were sweating. He had only on a t-shirt. I was like, y'all niggas is playing with y'all lives. So it was trending on Twitter. And there's all these people saying, y'all going to die for Bow Wow?
What, is it just like, are people just, well, people are getting the vaccine. So they're just like, fuck it. What is it?
I don't know. You mean, you know, I don't know if a vaccine has ever been created so fucking quick. And then you just going to go out and just fucking, you don't even know. I mean, your lips ain't even turned backwards yet. You don't really know if this shit is working yet. You know, I mean, did they test it on somebody and then re-give them COVID? I don't fucking know. I'm not fucking with that. Ain't no Miss Shirley kids. What's them black folks' name that they did them experiments on, Dion?
The Tuskegee people?
Yeah, the Tuskegee. Ain't no Miss, what they call them, Miss Avery girls, boys?
I don't know. I have to Google it. The vaccine here, they in Fishers, they just put a mandatory, or not a mandatory, but you can get on this list. So the way they do the vaccine is it only lasts for 6 hours once they open the vial, and they have to give 10 vaccines at a time. So they got all these people on this sign up list, and they call you 30 minutes before your vaccine. Otherwise, they have to throw the whole vaccine away.
That mean that shit ain't ready. That shit, you pop the top on something and it go bad. Nigga, that shit out here going bad like avocado. Like,
yeah.
Like leaving a
you
banana
know how you
out.
Cut an avocado and 10 minutes later, that motherfucker blue on the inside. Like, the fuck? No, I wait.
So do you have to stop? Are you guys shooting yet? So when this happened, did it just derail everything, or were you still kind of like, everybody's bubbled
No, we
up. Have,
we don't start shooting a Tuesday. No, and okay. It wasn't none of, you know, it was nothing immediately. It was outside. Usually they just do trace contacting and they'll find out where it's happening at and stuff like that. And, but, you know, so they just, I'm just locked down. Yeah. I'm literally fucking locked down. I literally can't go anywhere. And I have packed my shit because I had to pack all those kids shit. So I literally been rotating the same pair of four drawers. I got to go get me some fucking underwear. You know what I'm saying? I like to drop shit in the floor and keep going.
So
I can attest sharing rooms with her. She do drop shit in the floor and keep going.
So how are you handling like just being stuck in the house? Because even though you were, you like go out to Walmart every morning, Chick-fil-A in the afternoon. I mean, are you going absolutely
I'm
nuts?
I'm so busy with the strips and, you know, you're constantly punching them. You're constantly trying to make them good. Then we're writing the last episode now. So it's always something for me to do here. Today I just decided to fucking watch movies. I'm like, I've worked myself to death. And then my friend Tom Simmons, this dude, I rode over this morning at 4 o'clock. And he was like, girl, you awake? And I'm like, yeah. So I called him. I was like, what's wrong? He's like, I'm sitting here fixing the strip. I said, nigga, you ain't been asleep yet? And he's like, no. So as I was waking up, he was going to sleep.
Wow.
Yeah, just working on strips, trying to make, you know, making them better, making them. It's kind of weird when it's a voice show because these characters are characters that you guys see, but my real family lived through them.
Right.
So I don't see them as characters. I see them as real family members. So I know how they're talking. I know what they're doing. But it's coming along pretty good.
Has it been hard for you to kind of get like give that up and say, well, no, it'd be funnier if they didn't act the way that they reacted in real life?
Well, I want them to. It will be funny for them to react the way they react in real life because my family is so fucking funny.
Right.
And I know what they would say. Like, we don't sit around the house and act like the world ain't real outside. Like, it's no problem for somebody to be like, you know, you musty, go wash your ass. And that's some of the shit you're going to see on this show. Not quite like that.
Have you had to tell anybody that since you've been in Atlanta?
No. No, but I've been raising a little hell since I've been here.
Because
it's so much behind the scene that people don't know. It's like hair department. Then you know they got you put this you get your hair done and then they got to approve it. Then people got to shop for you, and then you don't want your belly rolls hanging out. Then you got to try on 9,000 girdles because you fat, and they really don't make girdles to scratch. So Quisha tell me, you don't fuck with Quisha. Quisha is just, I don't even fucking know why I love Quisha. This bitch to my, oh, look at this girl that I got on. It just go fit. Just order you a 3X. That motherfucking 3X came in her size. I couldn't even put a foot in that motherfucker. It was like a blood pressure cup on my fucking foot. Like, bitch, why do I listen to you? I can't wear shit you do. It was the smallest fucking 3X I ever. I mean, Dion, it would have squared you to death.
I don't even know what word that was.
I said, just order me a 3X. So I was like, do they have a 10X? Because I'm going to need a 10X in this motherfucker.
10X.
Did they make a 10X?
I don't.
Five, four.
We want to put two 8Xs together.
Betty's Big and Tall Girdle Store.
Yeah, so you have to go get your hair fixed.
So you can't use the girdles you already have?
They usually got holes in them, Dion, for snatching them up over my stomach and shit. You ruin them like that, and they don't protect. My girdle, you pull them over the stomach, and a bunch of little stomach just sticking out the girdle where the little holes at. So it looked like a bunch of little ant pies in the front of the girdle. You got warts on your stomach. No, nigga, I got holes in my girdle.
Girdles are not supposed to be one use like condoms. What are you doing?
You're the only person I know that treats them like pantyhose.
Well, that's about what they are with my fat ass. Once you pull them up, the spanks used to be so tight that you couldn't fucking breathe in them. Now it's like one time I wear them, they're like some pantyhose. Then you got, you know, I'm almost 50. I have a problem with getting the girdle up over my booty because it's so big. So I have to get Gary under them in the back while I'm pulling the front. And then we like jump. It's almost like I'm jumping out the bed off into that motherfucker.
Miss Pat, if you did that on OnlyFans, you wouldn't need a TV show.
Right.
You think they'll pay me to put on my girdle? Because you know I got a lot of stomach, so I got to fold that bitch a certain way and pack it in there. It'd be like a Launchable when you get it all together.
You can do the Bust It Challenge.
I am going to do the Bust It Challenge.
Have you seen the Bust It Challenge, Chris?
I haven't. Let me look it up.
Oh, how you missed the Bust It Challenge?
She's too busy being Gary nosy Allen. In them books.
Uh-huh.
Come on. I've been so busy that I didn't even get to see all of this bullshit with Storm the Capitol and shit.
Oh,
is Gary on about to hop on? Because I have gotten so many messages from people like, can y'all please get Gary on to talk about this? I hit her up on Instagram a couple
Come on,
days
Gary
ago.
Allen,
we should make that the next episode. Let's.
Oh, the next one? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll put her on the next one.
Make one serious one and one fun one here. Yeah. All right, I'm watching it. Oh.
So I'm definitely
I have seen this. I watched many hours of...
I didn't know what the fuck it was. Again, Kush was like, you got to do the Bust It Challenge. I'm like, bitch, you going to get me up. Am I going to bust it? Or I'm just going to show my ass. Because I could toot my booty up. I think I'm going to have extra drop before like a hole. That's right up our alley.
Y'all faces are interchangeable, so it'll look like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people definitely think it's me, but I think I'm going to do it on set.
How's she liking being back home?
Huh?
How is she liking being back home?
She is working. She do my makeup and stuff, and it's a lot. You know, next week is the shit starts, so everything is going to be like running 100 miles an hour. And I was like, Kate, if I call you a black bitch, forgive me, but shit is about to get real next week. You might be all kind of crazy motherfuckers. Just forgive me. I'm gonna be stressed.
I know. Every time, the couple times I've had a chance to talk to you, you seem like you're stressed out.
It's not really the stress. It's just so much to do. People don't realize it's production. You got 200-300 people you working with, and then you the star of the show, so you getting pulled is this and that and this and that, and it's just so much. It's so much. Then you got 5 actors and. You got to make sure everything, you know, this show was shot in L.A. and they shipped as much as they could find. And we had the rights to Atlanta. So we do the walkthrough. You know, oh, shit, a few things missing. And you got to get everything, you know, approved that can be on the show. It's a lot.
So, like, do you have to get everything that's like in the background approved?
Yeah, if it belongs to real people, the art that you see in this show, which is like original black art and it's very expensive, you had to get all of that approved.
Oh, wow. Like, so you have to go to the
artist?
Any
books that you see, you have to get it approved.
Wow. I never would have thought that much detail went into it.
Music, you have to get all the music approved unless Viacom own it. So... You know, you pick a song and you're like, well, we got to wait and see. And you always got to have a backup plan because something might fall through.
When you walked into the warehouse, because I saw on your Instagram, like some of the videos, and it looks like a giant warehouse with like a line of rooms. And yep. And with each of the different rooms, it was absolutely, it looked like an airplane hangar of rooms that had been built. Like when you walked in there for the first time, what was your thought?
Well, I've been on set before. So, and everybody's like, are you excited? I said, I don't feel like the star. I feel like I'm going to work.
Mm-hmm. Need to fire somebody then.
Yeah, right.
Then you'll feel like the star.
You know, I'm nice. I don't want to fire anybody. But, you know, like, everybody like, hey, Miss Pat, I just feel like I'm going to work.
Right.
You know, I don't think I've been Hollywood. Have I? I don't think I have, other than can you go give me some coffee? And
Kate's,
you know,
in the corner
sure
going, no, not at all. No, no.
That was one day last week where I woke up in such a, did I tell you I was in a bad mood?
You you politely alerted them that you were in a bad mood?
Yeah, well, I have a life coach. So I call her and I said, can you listen to me? I'm in a pissed off motherfucking mood. And I cuss from the time I got in that long ass Dunkin' Donut line. And then, you know, when you already pissed off, somebody adds something to the pissed off. So the lady was like, how many coffees do you want? You know how they talk. You know that. And I'm like, ma'am, a large coffee with cream and sugar. Splenda, three Splenda. I'm like, bitch. And drove back around and got back in line so I wouldn't be an asshole to this Dunkin' Donut lady. So I just
look at your life coach doing work.
Right.
Normally you'd have cussed that lady out. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I was like, and what's so great about the life coach is that you, I mean, the bitch, I mean, she just rat that. Can you talk? I know you're probably taking a shit, but just listen to me while you wipe your ass. So it helped me out. It helped me out a lot. She's been helping me out just to calm me the fuck down.
Yeah.
And I don't know. You know, some days my nerves get to going and shit, and I'm like, this is a fucking TV show.
Yeah. I saw in Quisha, like, she was on set with you, and I think I texted Quisha or Kate. I was like, this is exciting. This is like getting real. Like, wow, look at it. Like, I don't know. You've talked so much about it, and it's been in the 2 years we've been friends. Like, it's been such a constant topic of conversation. But like, seeing the video of it just made it seem so much more real.
Yeah, it's real. It's real. Next week, catering will be that nigga. All the free food you want. The crazy part is like, you on set and you don't have a COVID police. So our COVID police look like T-Pain without the money. He's like a broke ass T-Pain with his braids always need to be redone. And he run up on you. Put your ass on. 6 feet apart. And you could be outside. And this motherfucker wants you to be 6 feet apart. You like, nigga, do you know ain't no roof? It's the air out here. We got on masks. So you can have on a mask, a shield, and he'll come and break your whole conversation up.
Oh my goodness.
So hey,
it sounds like he need that job.
Yeah.
Right. Dion, I've been wanting to say, if you don't get your he did a video, right? Where he teaches you about COVID and shit. And he had those same braids that needed to be retouched. And I drugged this shit out of him. he's like worrisome, but he's doing his job, so you don't want to cuss the man out.
Right.
So I can't cuss him out. I run from him.
Well, why don't we take a quick break and then come back and talk more about the show?
All righty.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, y'all, we back. So I got the crazy part is I got to learn 9 strips.
Oh,
the
man.
Good part about it is I done read the shit out of all 9 of them.
Yeah. Does it help that you wrote most of them?
Be honest with you, you really write all of them when it's the show is about you. Because,
right.
You know, they do the foundation. The writers does the foundation. And you go back and add your voice in it or some real stories that they're not familiar with about you. So it helped that I'm a part of, I'm writing. It helped that I am in the writer's room, so I know exactly where they're going. When they tell off and they put some, I'm like, I wouldn't say that. Yeah. You know, sometimes they try to put correct English in my mouth, and I'm like, no, nigga, that ain't how I talk.
Do you writing it and reading it and being so like a part of it, does that help the memorization for when you actually have to act it out?
Yeah, because you done read those lines so much. But don't get me wrong, now when you're creating the show, lines change all the way till you get to the floor. But like the main jokes that's been hanging in from the first time you wrote it, you hear it and you know exactly what's supposed to come next. Well, for me, I do. So like we're shooting episode 2 starting Tuesday. I'm very familiar with O2. Like I was laying in the bed just saying everybody in line. I'm like, damn, I'm acting like Will Smith. And I can say that I'm saying my line. I'm like, I hope I don't get out there and start mumbling this shit. But I know that strip damn near from front to back now.
Yeah. So
and it's all my comedy.
Yeah. This seems to just have taken a lot of stress and toll on you, but especially Jordan. Poor Jordan, your writer. Dion, it just sounds like poor Jordan's going through some stuff right now.
He's got to get it all consolidated.
Fuck you, Dion. You took that and ran with that. You took that look, because what the fuck were we talking about?
He said he was hurt and he was sad. He said, I don't know how to consolidate a gay nigga. And I said, what the fuck are you talking about? He said, I said, oh, console. You mean console.
he been going through some shit, but it's a new territory for all of us. And we looking, you know, we happy to finally get this show on the road so I can work on these other projects I got. Hopefully I have some good news about a new job I might have. It's very exciting too. So it's nothing I created. It's something that somebody wants me to be a part of. So
I'm going to do the Indy 500 this year. Is that why you're wearing the flag?
Fuck you, Dion. You and your fake ass Bay Area flag in the back. Ain't that supposed to be the Bay Area? Yeah, you ain't been there. What the fuck you in San Francisco for?
We have been there.
It was actually a year ago. Yeah.
You don't remember that?
Was it a year today?
Like 2-3 days ago. Yeah, a year to the day.
Yeah. Those gay dudes were talking about having herpes on the first date.
No.
Did we ever air that?
Yeah. 2 episodes.
It's episode 16.
What when did gonorrhea hit?
It was gonorrhea or syphilis or something aggressive.
I think it was gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Oh, he said.
I just remember he kept touching me. I was like, "Yo, you need to stop touching me."
He was trying to make your booty juicy. I miss you guys. Is it snowing there?
Oh yeah. We got like
it came out of nowhere yesterday.
Yeah, like an inch.
We had like 3 snow flurries here. And they put out all the salt trucks that ain't been crunk up in 2 years.
It hasn't stuck here on the roads. Like there's like been a light dusting in the yards or whatever, but the roads are pretty clear. Yeah. I had to go out because I did an Uber Eats. I was like, I'm going to help these people. And this nigga got my order so fucking wrong. My food was colder than the fucking Arctic. He didn't bring my drink. Nigga didn't show up with no mask. I didn't get a refund.
Those services seem like I have never heard anybody who's had a good experience with one of those delivery services. Only
the fucked up thing was the place was literally 4 minutes from the house. So there was no excuse for why it took so long, why it was cold.
He probably had a bunch of fucking orders. A lot of people don't want to go outside, Dion.
I've only been out of the house once in the last like week and a half.
I literally go to the set and back to the house. Tuesday is what, 12 hours?
Oh, wow. When you got there, you said you had like a bunch of plans. Did you do anything when you got to Atlanta?
Hell no. I snuck out and ate one time. I felt like I had just got out of prison from doing a stint of about 20 years for forging checks. I was so happy to see people. I didn't know I stayed there till they asked us to leave.
Did you talk to everybody in the place?
I was like, woo. But it wasn't even crowded. It was like my favorite restaurant. It wasn't even fucking crowded. So it wasn't a lot of people. I went there like 8. They closed at 10. And I tried to talk my friend to death. Because I was so happy to be out.
You are like the sweetest person when you go out with. You're so much fun because like you talk to everybody. You're so nice to everybody. Like you genuinely love people as much as anybody I've ever met.
Oh, I love people. We just got the secretary. I know you've seen the pilot, but I kept raving about this lady. Y'all, please bring the secretary. He's like, well, we really don't want anybody from California, you know, unless they're a reoccurring person because of COVID. And I'm laying in the bed one night, no fucking lie, y'all. I get a text and it said, I just moved to Atlanta. And I'm like, who the fuck is this with a Chicago number? So I stroll back up and I was like, oh my God, that is the fucking secretary from my pilot. And she was like, I just, you know, I'm moving to Atlanta so I can be hired as a, you know, a local. And I was so fucking happy. Oh my God, she just got here. She is so fucking funny. That's you remember great. Her, Dion?
Yeah, I remember her. She was really funny.
Yeah, you should have seen the outtakes that people didn't get to see of her. She was so fucking good. She was so good. So it's been working out. Everything I've been asking for has really been coming through. So I was really happy to get the secretary back.
Is the cast happy to finally be getting to work again? Because I know they were kind of unsure whether after Hulu.
They're very happy. They are, you know, yes, they are. They all here. And I haven't seen them. We haven't seen all of us together, just piece by piece. But everybody seemed to be pretty fucking happy. Yeah. So,
yeah, I imagine once the time you get on the set and you're able to be around people and it'll be, you'll be like in heaven.
You know what's crazy? It's COVID test 3 times a week.
What? Wow.
You go get COVID test 3 times a fucking week.
Does it hurt? I haven't had one.
You haven't?
No.
Me either.
Mm-hmm. I've heard it hurts.
It don't hurt. Well, they do the rapid. So what they do is they get right there at the tickle. You just feel like somebody would have. Imagine if somebody took a feather and stuck it in your booty hole, Chris.
Imagine.
More like remember.
Yeah. And I said that because you look like you let people play your asshole with feathers and shit.
What does that person look like? What does the typical asshole playful man look like?
He got cats.
You, my dear, look like an asshole feather player.
As soon as we get off this Zoom, he's going to put his feet in the stirrups.
And then his cat stick his tail around him.
Muffins, you know what to do.
Hey, what's so funny is, when old boy who do the meme at Duffy, oh Lord, he gonna have you with a feather up your asshole, Chris.
Oh, I love McDuffin. He's so funny.
I do too. But
the group down pissed McDuffin off. No. He said he was taking a break.
He was like, you you can give all the shit you want to Dion with a D-I-O-N, but leave McDuffin alone, okay?
What happened?
They was fucking with him.
Yeah, he just basically made a joke one day. He goes, I remember that 94 minutes in August when nobody talked about politics in this group, and they lit him up.
Did they?
Yeah, they shouldn't have. Leave McDuffin alone.
I saw the post. I told them to stop talking about politics.
Yeah.
They don't be listening.
Yeah, they don't listen.
I usually take it down if I see it.
Me too,
because all they do is argue in the comments. It's fucking ridiculous. So that's why I put up that post. If you don't like something, just ignore it. Keep scrolling.
Keep moving.
Go to Miss Pat Instagram page. She posts the most radical, crazy, bring you together, make you think, make you argue, make you fight, slap your wife in the kitchen shit all day, every day.
What's some hot takes that you posted to your Instagram that really lit your feet on fire?
My feet on fire?
Yeah, like what have you posted that was just like...
I posted the black girl. You seen the black girl I posted, Dion? Who reading white America about the Constitution?
With the tea?
Yeah, the tea.
Yeah, I saw that.
I had to erase some of them comments because them black, they was going the fuck at it.
Did you see that one black lady who was roasting all those cops? She was talking about the Black Lives Matter and how they didn't they showed up for that, but they didn't show up for the Capitol.
Uh-huh.
She had the... Did you see it, Chris?
I didn't know.
This is a black girl. It's a line of police blocking off... I don't know what they... It looked like a parking lot or something. But she was going ham on their asses. She's like, I'm fucking tired, cussing their asses out.
I've whipped out a couple Dionisms lately. Like, it isn't for you. Move on. Keep it moving. Like, I'm just like, you know what? Dion is a wise man. More people
just keep it moving, man. Just
keep it moving.
Well,
because when they argue, man, they don't argue. They just say mean shit to each other. Right. It's not, nobody's trying to learn anything. So it's like, fuck all that. Why are you arguing with strangers?
Right.
Well, I mean, I post stuff like that so people who's uncomfortable can have uncomfortable conversations. It's to teach both of us to teach both sides to learn. You're never going to learn anything. And I've said this a million fucking times. If you stay within your comfort zone, right, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
You never want to thought that you wanted to fuck somebody like Quisha had you not met somebody like me.
If I hadn't seen you, I wouldn't want to fuck Quisha, is what she said.
Not like that, motherfucker.
I mean, if you don't think social media is an addiction, half this country is ready to start a civil war because they might not have access to it. I mean, that's a level of addiction that is, I hope that these... this rectangle of misery is just fucking awful.
Chris, that's called white privilege, okay? Have you noticed ain't nobody uproar but crazy white people? Not the good white people like yourself. Crazy white people.
Yeah, no, trust
you
me.
You to get that swimmer... Well, we're going to talk about that later.
Yeah, let's have five more minutes of fun conversation and give people a break.
Yeah, because the next episode is going to be crazy.
I cannot wait to hear Gary Anna.
Who's your caterer? Do you know?
I don't know who the caterer is yet. But
do you get to pick at all?
I could have picked, but I was like, y'all could take care of that. It's just so much shit. You have to hire every fucking director. You have to literally hire. I had to literally hire everybody to head every fucking department. So you have an interview for one position. You might interview six people. Oh, well, give me him. Then him got to hire everybody else. Then we got on a sexual harassment Zoom call. There was like 300 people on there.
I just saw the Miss Fat Busted Challenge, and we need to talk.
It was like 300 people on there. So, you know, the daddy of the show is from Florida, so he's a country-ass Negro. So he... Wait a minute. If I tell somebody they look nice, that could be sexual harassment. And I'm thinking to myself, is this the motherfucking daddy on the show answering this dumbass question?
Yeah.
So I text him. I was like, shut your fucking mouth. You're going to jail. He just said, hey, you look good today, girl. You know, I'm 48. That ain't sexual harassment to me. If throw me in the bush and take my pussy and not give me your phone number. That's sexual harassment to me.
That's a sexual assault.
Right. Called rape.
Like, you had to be assaulted to be harassed.
Let me give you an example of workplace sexual harassment. It's when you're on a podcast and another co-host tells you that your cat tickles your booty hole with a feather.
Well, nigga, you has been harassed. I'm the boss. And we are the boss. Who the fuck you gonna tell on me, Dion? Your booty hole too.
Jubug.
I've been traumatized.
But it was like 300 people, and they had to have a woman. And I hate to bring up color, a white woman with no soul. When I tell you she was like watching that dry eye Visine commercial, man. Just do that commercial.
Ben Stein.
She was like, and let me tell you about a case that happened at Delta. He's like, what, bitch? She was so boring. You know, if I was doing a sexual harassment meeting, I'd be like, oh, they'll be up here feeling on these girl asses and shit. Y'all niggas going to jail. And all you niggas, bitches that wants to be niggas, y'all getting it. That's
Michael,
you cannot sexually harass people while you're talking about sexual harassment.
Listen here, big tip, Betty. Listen up.
And I'll be like, you bitches don't come here with no leggings, okay? Because y'all know these niggas ain't getting laid. You trying to take these nigga paychecks on Friday. That's how I would do sexual harassment training. And I was like, and if he say something you don't like, slap that nigga. That's how I would do the
Miss Pat gets people excited to go to sexual harassment training.
Bring in Quisha for demonstrations. Don't do this.
Yeah, you got Quisha on the table and grab a titty. You cannot do this.
You see what she's wearing? Don't do this.
Yeah, and then you bring in there and be like, you see this camel toe this bitch rocking? It's illegal. Quisha always rocking them fucking baby mama camel toes.
Yeah, she is.
I'm like, she you remember we was somewhere, she had that fucking bodysuit so far up her coochie. Mm-hmm. Was y'all with me? I think it cut off her. I think it fucked up her back.
We was in an Atlantic City.
Yeah, that shit was I was like, Quisha.
Her camel toe was so tight, I thought I was Aladdin.
It was so aggressive that Dion just texted, Chris, you're never going to believe what's going on here.
I was like, Quisha, you're 40 years old. Let it go.
No, keep going.
Well, maybe, you know, if I get me enough money, I'm going to cut my stomach off. My dream job is to be able to see my vagina hair grow, other than knowing that it's long when it hit the bottom of my stomach.
Most kids want to see their kids grow. She wants to see her vagina hair grow. I just want to see my pussy one last time.
Do you got gray down there?
Huh?
Do you got gray down there?
I can't see down there. Nigga, my stomach, my pussy got a hood on it. My pussy Batman.
Like it looks like a commercial kitchen.
Oh, Chris, don't be glad you ain't seen your pussy either. Yeah, you ain't seen that little shit you got. You just, every now and then, you take both of your hands together. You take that hand and pull that other hand all the way down there and grab the tip. And like, it's still there.
I could see Miss Pat. She finally get her stomach cut off. She looked down at her. It's been 74 years.
I think I ain't that like, old.
Like that bitch from the Titanic.
It's been about 30 years for real.
Well, at least but you can still smell
do
it.
Do you miss Garrett? How's that been? Not at all.
Not at all. I don't think he missed me. I would have given him air more at 4 o'clock. Like, what you want? I'm like, I'm trying to talk to you before I go to work. He's like, I got to get in the shower. I got to go to work. So, you know, we ain't into foam sex or nothing like that. So, no, oh, I was God. Like, you coming to see me? He's like, I got to work.
Oh, well.
It's just him and Jumba?
Mm-hmm.
How's Nakia? Is he staying with you?
Nakia ain't with me. He gone back home. Get on my motherfucking nerves.
Why?
Because he want me to FaceTime. Show it. Tell me. Show it. Show you shit. I'm going to show you how to hang up in your face. So that's what I do.
You know what you should do?
I brought my granddaughter down here with me. So that's a whole nother challenge.
You should record a video, Chris playing with his booty hole with a cat, and send it to Nakia every time you say, let me see.
Ooh. Can we do a boot? Will you send me a booty hole, Chris?
Join my OnlyFans first.
You got an OnlyFans page?
Of course, yeah. OnlyFans. I talk politics there.
OnlyFans page, they be reading the Bible with their titties out.
Well, it's been so good catching up with you guys.
It has been.
It's
miss
been
you
a
guys.
Lot of fun.
I miss y'all like peanut butter.
All right.
Okay, well, I think we're done here.
I guess we're just going to stare at each other.
Yeah, longingly into each other's eyes.
Goo goo gaga. Where your cat go?
She's napping. She's sweetly tucked away under in her
little bed. Well, it was good talking to you guys again, and can't wait to do it all again. Hopefully we can get together again after the end of my first episode.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Y'all stay tuned. I'm going to try to sneak y'all some undercover pictures, ladies and gentlemen.
Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah. So thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Pat Down with Dion and Chris. Say what it is. Hallelujah. I get my booty hole tickled. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of the Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.